Welcome. Today I have the great honor of doing an interview with Natasha Dobriewicz. She is a program editor here at the NATO Association of Canada. Natasha, I'd like to begin by thanking you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me today. And Natasha, I'd like to go into asking you a question pertaining to your background. Can you tell all of our listeners more about yourself along with your academic background?
So thank you so much, Magdalena, for interviewing me and having me here today. In terms of my background, so as you mentioned, I am a current program editor at the NATO Association of Canada. Prior to joining NATO, I spent 2 years working in the gender and educational program with Save the Children and Plan Canada. And I spent a little over 4 of the past 10 years working and studying abroad in 3 regions and 4 countries. I spent a little bit of time in Saudi Arabia working with women's education. And I currently have an MA in International Relations, and I'm fluent in Spanish, French, English, and my native language, Croatian. And of course, I have gone volcano boarding, which is maybe the most interesting part of
it. Sounds amazing. Natasha, with the work that you're currently doing here as the program editor of Expanding Community, what would you say are some of the most rewarding and challenging aspects associated with the work that you do?
So the most rewarding aspects are definitely working with my colleagues. The people that we work with here at the NATO Association are absolutely fabulous. I also have junior research fellows, which are our writers that report into me, and they write amazing articles, and they're located all over the world as well. So I have a junior research fellow from Washington who's writing on Macedonia and how they're, whether they will be joining NATO or what's going on with their membership. I have a junior research fellow based in Geneva, and she's doing, so they're doing amazing, very interesting work, amazing articles. I encourage everybody to read the articles that come up under Expanding Community. In terms of challenging, I have to say there's never enough time. There's so much that we want to do, so many events that need to be put on, there's so much work. It's always such a busy and dynamic place to be that there's just not enough hours in the day to get done everything that we want to do.
No, absolutely. I want to mention that over the past year, the first 8 months of my time here at the NATO Association of Canada, I was the program editor of Global Horizons. And now I'm currently Canada's NATO podcast contributor and outreach coordinator. And on top of that, I'm also working as the project coordinator for our upcoming ATA. I just want to mention that the team of program editors that we have here is truly impressive. Everyone is so committed and motivated to working on their assigned projects, to releasing publications every week, to going over the publications that are sent to them, whether it be from a junior research fellow, whether it be from someone who's a contributor. You can just, it's a place where you come and you can truly see the work that everyone's doing. And so I encourage all of the listeners to go on the NATO Association of Canada's website, look at all of the programs, but certainly do look at the Expanding Community program.
Please.
Please do. And you'll see some of the latest work that Natasha has released. On top of that, Natasha, for those who are perhaps considering applying for an internship here at the NATO Association of Canada, what is the best advice that you can provide to those considering that option?
Well, I think our main platform is publication. So what I would recommend is that you make sure that your writing skills are on par. If you will be writing articles, but more than that, you will have writers who are sending articles into you, which you will need to edit. So what you really want to do is make sure that you are able to do all of that so you can fulfill your commitments to NATO and you can have some really polished things up on the website.
Of course. And with the work that you're currently doing, obviously you're very active, not only releasing publications and managing a team of junior research fellows, but you're also actively involved in working on conferences, events, and roundtables. Can you discuss briefly some of your upcoming projects?
Sure. So there's an event that we are organizing coming up August 30th, so I'm very heavily involved with this, and this is in girls' education in armed conflict zones. So with this event, we have UNICEF, we have War Child, as well as a professor from Waterloo University, so we're very, very excited to have all of these people participate. We've reached out to some MPs, we've reached out to student associations. We really want this to be an event where everybody is able to learn from in terms of policy, in terms of academia, in terms of practical implementation, as well as have a chance to talk to influencers in the industry. Another event that I'm actually putting together with you is Corporate Social Responsibility and Sustainable Development Goals, and I'm actually going to be putting out an article about that next week, so hopefully your listeners will like to read that.
Absolutely.
And they'll learn a little bit more about that event as well.
And Natasha, in addition to all of the work that you're currently doing here at the NATO Association of Canada, you have had a tremendous amount of experience outside of the association. Can you tell us more about your experience spending 2 years working in gender and educational programming with Save the Children and Plan Canada?
So this kind of experience is inside in the international development industry. So with Plan Canada, I worked in their head office in Toronto. And with Save the Children, I worked in their office, their field office in Nicaragua. So very different experiences. One was very practical and very hands-on. That was, you know, when you're in the field and actually implementing the project. While working in the head office here in Toronto is more of a monitoring view and a lot of funding and proposal development. Very rewarding work, just in very different ways.
Certainly, and with your experience serving, as you mentioned, over 4 of the past 10 years working and studying abroad in 3 regions and 4 countries, what would you say is the best advice that you can perhaps provide to those who are interested in pursuing and studying the field of international relations, global affairs, and diplomacy?
I think the best thing you can do is get out there. If you do have the opportunity to study abroad, take advantage of it. If you have the opportunity to learn a new language, take advantage of it. International relations is, you know, keyword being international, and so you do need to take a look at the rest of the world, of course. And relationships are built on communication. So work on your language skills, work on your writing skills. Those are key in this area.
I definitely agree with you. I oftentimes advise students and young professionals to take the opportunity to travel, to go around the world, to obtain the knowledge of different cultures and to, you know, look into learning new languages. Oftentimes it's useful to not only see different parts of the world, but it's useful to understand the cultures. It's useful to see where it is that you're going. It's useful to have an understanding of the language itself. And obviously,
absolutely,
with your background, you did quite a bit of traveling and you were involved in doing some work in the Arab women's education through your work at Princess Nora University in Saudi Arabia. So can you tell our listeners more about what that experience was like, along with some of the most rewarding and challenging aspects associated with going to Saudi Arabia?
So what's great about going to Saudi Arabia was actually the first time I saw the desert, so I was very excited. Went sandboarding, you know, never done that
awesome.
Before. So there's a lot of very cool things that you get to do when you travel to places for the first time. In terms of the work that I did, so I did work with Princess Nora University. The university was just established. I was there in 2012. And this is the world's largest all-female university. For some of your listeners who may not know, Saudi Arabia is a very gender-segregated society, so it is very difficult for women to go to university if their families are very conservative and forbid them to go into schools where they will mingle with men. So this university kind of allowed these girls to go to school without their families having objections, because it was only women. It was a great initiative. The university also was looking to be world ranked, so it's still in the process. So they recruited all of their professors, not all, but the majority of the professors from Western universities. So that would be, you know, such as myself. We had a fair bit of professors from England. We had some from the Netherlands. And we worked on developing the curriculum, or curricula, rather, for the different programs and in English.
And now, in terms of some of the challenging aspects, how would you advise one to overcome certain barriers when traveling to, you know, somewhere, a region of the world that's new to them?
So the best thing you can do is try. So you need to go out and talk to people and think about, try to put yourself in their in their shoes. They are going to look at you as the one that is different. So even though to you they seem like they are doing things differently and
yeah.
I don't understand why you're doing this, that's the way that they're perceiving you. So the best thing you can do is try to understand it from their point of view, because you are a guest in their country. And what they are doing, it's right. It is correct in that sense. I lived in Spain for a while. They cut pizza with scissors. It was a thing. I looked at them. I'm like, why are you cutting pizza with scissors? We don't do that in Canada.
Yes.
Eventually, you realize that cutting pizza with scissors is actually brilliant, and I recommend it for everybody. So it's little things like that. You may not agree with every aspect of the culture, but there are certain things, like cutting pizza with scissors, that you probably can't get.
Natasha, you obviously speak multiple languages. Can you tell us more about the languages that you are competent in?
I'm fluent in four languages, so I speak English, French, Spanish, and Croatian. I've worked mainly in Spanish and French and English. I haven't spent a lot of time working in Croatian, but it is my mother tongue.
Any plans of perhaps traveling in the near future?
So I'm currently looking to settle for a little bit, so I'm hoping to stay in Toronto for the next few years. I like Toronto, it's my home, so that's the plan, but I definitely love working in international relations, which is of course a career that takes you all over the world just for maybe a little bit shorter periods of time than in the past.
Of course. And with your time here at the NATO Association of Canada, what would you say has been the most memorable moment, the highlight of all time? You'll never forget. I have to ask.
Oh, the highlight of the NATO Association. There have been so many, so many things, but I mean, I must say there was just the way that everybody always pulls together. So it happens a lot, you know. People will come together and there's an event or there's something happening and everybody will gather together to make it happen. And those are things that you always take away, like a real sense of camaraderie that exists in the NATO Association.
Absolutely. Natasha, I want to thank you for your time today. Are there any final words you'd like to share with our listeners?
You know what? I think that, Magdalena, you've covered it really well. If anybody does have any questions, you're always more than welcome to get in touch with me. I'm always happy to answer emails and drink tea. Not big on coffee, but I will.
And what's the best way to get a hold of you for all of our listeners today?
Definitely by email. So my email is myfirstname.mylastname@gmail.com, and you can find all of that also on the NATO Association website.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.